Welcome to the 164th episode of the Jamie Delaney Plant-Based Wellness Podcast. My name is Jamie Delaney, and I'm your host. I'm a plant-based cardiologist and endurance athlete living in Southwest Florida. Welcome to the show. So today, it's a little bit interesting. It's a lot interesting, actually, because I have two wonderful guests that I met through YouTube. When we were out in California getting ready to run our first ultra at the Mendocino 50K, the night before we were looking for any tips that we possibly could find. And when we were sitting in our room by the fireplace, we started looking at some YouTube videos and we stumbled across this this site called Plant Positive Running. And on that site, which was hosted by Katie and Gwen, they are two wonderful plant positive runners. We watched them numerous YouTube videos on them running trail marathons and trail ultras. And as we watched, we progressed along their path, and Gwen was getting ready to run his first. Or actually set a Guinness, first attempt at setting a Guinness World Record on running a 100-mile run in full firefighter gear, even the boots. And so I was taken aback by that, obviously, that feat. And they call themselves plant positive runners, and they truly are just a joy to watch and a joy to see. And we love their videos, and you have to check it out on YouTube, plant positive running runners. Before their race, they say, and now we dance, and they're just a very, very happy couple living in Idaho that run with their dogs and run with their friends and engage with their family and in nature. And so you follow somebody along, just like maybe you follow me along in this podcast. And I started to get to feel that I knew them. And I loved the way Katie was cooking and they were preparing for their races. And living in Idaho, they ate local and their meals were simple, but delicious and beautiful. And I was like, I want to get them on the podcast. So I reach out to Katie and Gwen to see if they'd like to be on my podcast. And most of the time I do the interviews on Skype emailed back, and lo and behold, they were going to be in Florida as part of a trip and ultimate vacation to France. And they offered to actually come over to my office and come to my nutrition class and be my guests. And then we would do a podcast after. And I had all the equipment, and I try to video my nutrition classes so people can see what I cook. And we put them the videos online in our members only content. And, so I have to push the button on the camera and the button on the recorder, and I'm trying to cook and I'm trying to talk. And now we have guests, and well, I mess things up. When we actually started to do the podcast recording. So I used for this podcast some of the initial video and the audio portion of the video when I first introduced Katie and Gwen to the class, and you'll hear me talk about making cornbread. And there may be a couple episodes where there's a little bit of repeat content, but I think you'll enjoy the interview nevertheless. And please check out their Instagram at Plant Positive Running and the YouTube channel Plant Positive Running and their website, and follow them for their next campaigns. They're an up-and-coming dynamic plant positive duo. So welcome Katie and Gwen.
They were on the Sea Shepherd ship together and have then discovered a love for running, but I'm going to let you, you want to fill them in a little bit about what you're doing here in Florida? Turns out I said, hey, would you like to be on the podcast? And they said, well, we could come and see you. And it's like, well, great.
Yeah, it is a small world.
It is.
So I'll try to make this short. We met in Australia in 2012 while volunteering on board ships, which was very weird for me because I grew up in Idaho, nowhere near the ocean. So Sea Shepherd is an ocean wildlife group that protects ocean wildlife, most famous for going to Antarctica to stop the Japanese illegal whaling fleet from killing whales. So we met there, we went to Antarctica, we volunteered for Sea Shepherd for about 5 years, and during that time, it was actually in Antarctica, we actually became plant-based at that time, too, because all of those ships are plant-based ships with the organization that only serves plant-based all the crews. So we discovered how amazing that was, and we went down that path, and while we were unable to run, stuck on a ship in Antarctica, we read a crazy ultra-running book. which if you guys don't really know what ultra running is or even anything more than a marathon, this book blew both of our minds. Maybe you've read it, but we didn't know that people ran more than a marathon. We weren't runners ourselves. Gwen had played tennis. I was a soccer runner or soccer player in high school, but really nothing about running at all because running on a road is just not that exciting to me. But this No More Run really inspired us to push our limits, and with our new plant-based diet, we were feeling so good and had so much energy that we wanted to explore what that would be like. So when we got back from Antarctica that year, we started running. We actually signed up for our first ultra marathon right as we came back. Gwen's French, so he has a French accent, sorry. she didn't speak any English when we met either, so that's a French story. And now you can say a few words, you're really good.
Now I can speak English pretty okay, people can usually understand what I say. What I wanted to say also is when we first became plant-based on the ship, we had a chef cooking for us and everything, so we didn't have to do anything. That was easy, but it wasn't really focused on the more healthiest aspect of the plant-based side. So it was just very delicious, but in the same time it was a lot of oil, a lot of processed food. So it was maybe a good transition coming from not knowing much about health, then a good introduction to what a plant-based diet could taste like and not being scaring us by just eating salad all the time. But then it's only later, and I think the first book that we read was Eat to Live by George Fuhrman. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time that we really kind of got an understanding for what healthy plant-based food was. And from that time, we started to implement with it. And I would say that we really noticed a difference in our recovery time because we exercise a lot, and then also in our performance, way more than just transitioning from regular diet to plant-based, not especially healthy, but then from plant-based, not healthy, to plant-based, super healthy, then that was a significant difference.
And the main difference there was probably eliminating oils and focusing on whole foods. Starchy vegetables for a lot of our calories and substance and beans and a lot of the stuff that actually you're going to be cooking today is our staple food, oatmeals and lots of fruit. So we started running ultramarathons and moved to Idaho and live in the mountains there and just run on trails all the time and have a YouTube channel and we share basically our lives there and on Instagram and we sell whole food. Plant-based baked goods at our local farmers market and interact with people there. And then we just launched our first, a nonprofit, and Gwen ran our first campaign, which was the 100-mile world record in full firefighter gear. And the idea of that was to just do something kind of crazy, because if we were to say,
it worked.
Because we wanted to raise awareness about how a whole food plant-based diet can protect you from disease, from death. You guys know this, but the general population doesn't really want to hear that. But if you say, we're setting a world record, and so it was all about cancer prevention. All of these nonprofits and cancer groups worldwide, really, not only nationwide, talk about chemotherapy and cancer, maybe support. There's a lot of cancer support. And cancer, what do you do once you have cancer? But no one's talking about how to avoid cancer. And so we founded a really cool organization called the American Institute for Cancer Research, which sounds very generic. Turns out they're really 100% sold on the fact that a plant-based diet can prevent and protect you from cancer, which no one's talking about in that space. So that was really great. We were able to partner with them to try to bring that message to the general population for the first day. So Gwen, it was your third 100-miler, or fourth, I don't know.
It was great because, the event Running 100 Miles, we really invited the community to join us, and because it was based on cancer prevention is about not only food, but also, you know, exercising, all these like lifestyle choices. So we try to inspire our community to take part. So people were coming and running with me. It took, you know, it took like 20, almost 29 hours. So people were just coming in at all time, like even at 2 a.m. we were like at least 10 people running with me. So, you know, our goal was to inspire them to exercise, which worked, you know, they came and did maybe a little more than they usually do. And then our aid station, we had like a lot of food, all like world food, plant-based, and everyone could try it. And so that was also really interesting because not only they were coming with me to exercise, which is part of cancer prevention, and they were able to taste new food, discover new food, see how good it is, and simple it can be, and again, cancer prevention. So it was just a great event, and it was really well received by our community, and that was our goal. Like the running 100 miles, it was to get the attention and get people to come, and then that was our main goal, is to just share that message, because it's just so, you know, according to the American Institute for Cancer Research, 50% of most cancer can be prevented, and so that means that there is 250,000 people that die every year in the U.S. that we could prevent that. So it's just so powerful, and we really feel like that message is not, we want to focus our effort on trying to get this message out. So all of us, you know, what we learned here is very important, that we implement it ourselves, and then we also share it with our family and friends.
Yeah, and what we do is we lead by example. So we're really excited that Jamie reached out to us to come do the podcast, because not only do you live and do and cook and teach them, you guys, what we live, but you're an ultra runner yourself now. So congratulations on your first.
Thank you. Yes.
Wow.
We're hooked. So the cornbread, just to interject a little food thing,
yes.
We've got some, I did 2 ears of corn. I just cut it off of raw ears of corn, and I chopped up 2 red peppers, long reds, and 1 little hot pepper, so we got a little zing in there. A hot pepper came out of my garden, and 2 cups of spinach that I chopped up. So that's just gonna, we're just gonna get cooked a little bit, and we're gonna add it to the other ingredients and make our cornbread.
Yeah. Yeah, this is so cool. This is what I love
this. Well, and then, yeah, and then, so you're launching a bed and breakfast, so if y'all want to go to Idaho, right?
Yeah.
That's
next. Plant-based bed and breakfast, where we're going to be cooking and cooking.
So cornmeal versus corn flour. Oops. Throwing that corn flour. Corn flour ground up like flour, right? Out of corn, dried corn. And this is cornmeal, which is a coarse ground. So we use both of it because it gives it kind of a little bit of a different texture to the muffins. So I think what do we have here? We've got a cup of cornmeal and a cup and a half of corn flour. I used a little bit more. That's not okay. And depending on, so if it's a little bit moist, then I'll use a little bit more. And the things that restaurants may put into your food that you don't know. We assume when I make oatmeal with water. Or the overnight oats, you know, and some people use a little almond milk on overnight oats. But depending on what Perkins or what restaurant, sometimes they actually put butter in it. Sometimes they actually put, milk in it. So there could be dairy and there could be butter in it. So if you have transitioned off of dairy, or you don't want any dairy or butter as far as your diabetes in the oil, it's a lot more calorie dense. The same way with muffins. I looked up Cracker Barrel's cornbread muffins. And so this is baking soda. Does baking soda count when it comes to sodium in your diet? Don, I lost my measuring things. I know I never use them, but just in case. Don? No, there, I hear him coming.
I probably put them away.
Yeah, so does this count for your sodium content for the day? Yeah, it does. And so baking powder, 1/8 of a teaspoon, has 75 milligrams of sodium in it.
Baking soda.
Thank you.
Powder's 50 though for me.
That is. So baking powder. So the difference is there is baking soda in baking powder. The reason to use baking soda in things like cookies and muffins is it causes things to raise without setting. So you think about soda, it will cause things to get up quickly without, you know, waiting and leavening and, you know, unleavened things. But in a cornbread muffin at Cracker Barrel, there's actually 510 milligrams of sodium. So if you add that on to maybe even their oatmeal has sodium in it, or you add that on to something else that has sodium, when we say 1,500 milligrams of sodium a day, you could already be there just with a muffin, almost, you know, your breakfast. Because if you look at fruits and vegetables, if you just ate fruits and vegetables raw, you're going to get about 700 milligrams, just what occurs naturally. So you throw a muffin in there, you're there. So that's, where we are as far as that goes. So you'll see that there's 166 milligrams of sodium in this, you know, when using a teaspoon and a half. And this is a half. In your who?
In your taste?
I don't know how much you swallow as far as that goes, but you're probably going to get a little bit. I always keep the applesauces on hand so that I don't have to measure. I just put one of these if I'm substituting for oil, I use one of these. Yesterday or a couple days ago when I went to make these, I did not have any, but I had an apple. So I just put the apple in my food processor and ground it up and just stuck it in the microwave for a couple of minutes, and it was soft and it worked perfectly fine. And it calls for oat milk and, you know, any kind of nut milk, whatever you like, whatever you have on hand. It doesn't matter. You know, if you want to put onions in, you could put onions in. What other things could you put in a corn muffin? You know, these are more of a savory corn muffin. You know, I grew up on just, you could take all the vegetables out if you wanted and just put the corn. But this makes it, you know, again, this is kind of a, you know, when you say not your grandmother's cornbread muffin, mm-hmm. It's actually has some substance to it.
Jamie, could you put your
muffin? Can you put that Wickles in there?
If you wanted to make it hot, yes, you could put your Wickles in there. Yes, mm-hmm. Indeed.
I just asked the same thing to you when I said sriracha.
You could, but I put a hot pepper in, so that's where I'm going to get. And so when you, you know, the, and again, so that's going to cut out your, that's going to cut out, I need a little bit more milk in here. I'll pretend like I'm measuring.
Well, you're going to start measuring.
I'm pretending.
You guys will be doing that soon. It just takes a little bit of time.
Exactly.
You will. I used to have to measure everything when I started cooking, and now I don't measure anything.
It's tasting that's important.
Yeah. It's scary in the beginning, though. Then you figure out general basics.
So are you, how many people get on the Facebook group? You don't get on the Facebook group? So we're having a challenge this time. So I'm going to, how many people did you ever get on the website, Dr. Delaney, the private website page? Did you ever make it to there? Yes, you made it. You haven't made it? Because, so we're doing challenges every month. And this month is, I still think I need a little bit more. Mobility. So we're going to put a video up on doing some mobility as far as a hip, this week is hip flexors. Addie's going to put that up. And then a plank. We're going to go back to, you know, making sure we revisit the plank because that's so important for your core stability and your low back. So if there's any, if anybody has any questions as far as being able to get on, give Addie, A-D-D-I-E, a call to help get on there. And, it's on Facebook and the private website, and give her till tonight because she is driving home to Atlanta.
Yeah.
So we'll give her a break. But
so is that this? You're not taping this class today?
Yeah, we're taping. Say hi.
Oh, hello.
Dee Dee's here. Actually, do you want to put these in there?
I can.
and just and then I'll go. We'll do our thing. Guinness Book World Record running 100 miles. Full fighter fire gear.
So that event was our first campaign, first project with our nonprofit Plan Positive, and it was really about cancer prevention. So our mode of action is all based on leading by example, and with that project, with that campaign, what we really wanted is inspire especially our community. And we always had like big dreams, like we want to change the world. I mean, that's the truth. But then we realized, okay, before to change the world, maybe we need to change our community, like local community. So we kind of scaled back and we organized that event in Sandpoint, Idaho, where we live.
Yeah, and so the event, just to be clear, was to be the first person to run 100 miles in full firefighter gear with the boots. Other people have run 100 miles in what they say is firefighter gear, but in running shoes. Mm-hmm. So Gwen did it in boots, the firefighter turnout, and the helmet.
Yeah, so, the entire gear is about 25 pounds. And
and we wanted to do something to just get attention.
Yeah.
That would be crazy, that would put our skills to use, and that would...
And it did. We had like two TV news channels coming, like talk about the event, newspaper, and to try, we want to get that message out about cancer prevention and how lifestyle choices can affect cancer prevention. And the truth is, the impact is huge, and people maybe don't really know about it, but it's just simple actions that can have like amazing results. So based on lifestyle, it's exercising, eating healthy, so as much whole food.
I mean, eating healthy is the number one. Like you were saying, it's three times a day. So
yeah,
it is the most impactful thing that we can do in our life, especially simple changes. So
with that event, we wanted to inspire our local community to join, and it worked. We had so many people joining on that run, running with us, and people that maybe don't usually run. Some people were biking, some people were skateboarding, whatever would get them out there exercising. And then we would go back to the fire station, that was our aid station, where I would refuel, rehydrate everything. And they could see and they could try, everything was available for them. It was all, plant-based, healthy plant-based food. And they could try it and see and learn about cancer prevention, especially because we were partnering with the American Institute for Cancer Research. So that gave a bit more weight in the message, rather than if we would just give that message. And it was just so amazing to see these people that came from all ages, kids, older people, and being so inspired. People were running, people were eating good food, and it was a life-changing experience for so many people. And so,
and you did complete 100 miles.
I
you survived. And
I was able to run 100 miles. It took me 28 hours and 43 minutes. So we were able to set a new world record, but really the world record was just
a way to talk about this.
To get the message out there. And what I get back, what I'm gonna remember forever, it was this energy that everyone was so inspired, and I was getting inspired by them. They were getting inspired by me, and we now, like, so many people wanna exercise more, they want to eat good food, and the kids now, we try to make it cool, like, no, it's not your grandmother telling you to eat your broccoli, it's, this firefighter that is strong, that is telling you, if you eat broccoli, you're going to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went after the run, I went in the schools, gave talk to all the kids, and they were just so excited, and so that was our first campaign, and we want to do more campaigns, not especially around cancer prevention, but it's going to be around healthy lifestyles and how it can really make a huge difference in so many aspects.
Yeah, and maybe I could just mention that the reason, So the reason we set up and that we formed Plant Positive, which is a nonprofit, is to do something that Gwen and I could feel good about every day to inspire people to improve their health and the health of the planet. And so we wanted to do something that would put our skills to action and that we would be good at and that we would enjoy doing. And so Plant Positive is just a platform to get out there and do different things in the world to inspire people into action. So the first campaign, which was the 100 miler in full firefighter gear, was it was a big success. And it was just that. It was the first campaign that we planned to do. The other ones are going to be, we're dreaming up all sorts of crazy ideas.
Yeah, we are trying to make it mainstream, and that's why we came up with the Plant Positive, because Plant Positive could have different meanings, like plants and positive, which means like basically more plants, more positivity, but also like planting
positive
seed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what we focus on so that we can make it mainstream. Our goal is not to reach out
to vegans.
Not our audience. We want to reach out people that
any walks of life.
Yeah, and it's been really cool to see how we've been able to reach the running community.
And that's huge, because you know we were all talking before that, you know, between triathlon and running, typically you finish, there's donuts and cookies and people aren't healthy, or people try to outrun, all of a sudden they wake up and they're 40 and they want to do a couch to 5K, or they want to just go right to a marathon, and they're not very healthy and they're hoping to outrun it, and a lot
mm-hmm.
of people get injured that way.
Oh yeah.
And their health doesn't get any better either. Their heart attack risk doesn't go down. There's all kinds of bad things that can happen. It really has to start with, it needs to start at least at the same time with nutrition. And so when the more plant positive running people and exercise people and endurance athletes we have, you know, the better example for this age especially.
Yeah.
You know?
We would love to create, one of the things we would want to do with Plant Positive is to create kind of like a plant positive running or ambassador team,
mm-hmm.
where anyone can put on, you know, we'll have plant positive jerseys and people can run in those,
mm-hmm.
and be proud that they are plant positive. And
you know, sometimes there is like, when you go from not knowing anything about health and then you learn about, okay, it's scary when from that place where you are, you learn that basically being plant-based is where you should be, but it's the way so far, and it's scary, and it's like expectation, and sometimes that's really what's stopping people, and maybe like plant positive could be that gap from like, I'm not plant-based, I'm plant positive, which means I'm on my way,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to do better, but then that doesn't make people like, sometimes, you know, it's they feel kind of judged that they are not plant-based. And that's, you know, if that stopped them, then no, they can say, like, you know, I'm plant positive, I'm learning about it, I'm on my way, I'm including more plants in my diet, and we want to help these people, and we don't want to make them feel judged or putting too much expectation. You know, you have to be plant based. It's a process,
mm-hmm.
and you shouldn't be like feeling too much pressure from that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you certainly recovered well. You said in a couple of days you were running back to running 11 miles. And I noticed, I watched the videos and I watched you guys, you know, your posts all along. What'd you use on your feet?
So the feet was like the biggest challenge because of the boots. So I taped my feet with some like Leuco tape, and then I was putting some... it's a tincture of benzoin.
Mm-hmm.
So you apply that on your skin, it makes it sticky, because in the boots you just sweat so much that if you just put tape, it's probably not going to hold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we tried out a bunch of different things.
Yeah. So that was working pretty well. I would have to retape quite often. And also what I was using a lot was just Vaseline.
Mm-hmm.
And then a hair dryer. We were drying
and
your feet out.
So that, you know, like every 13 miles, every half marathon, I would change my socks. And that was a real like luxury. We don't have that when we do a race,
right.
A proper
yeah.
race. We don't have access to that. So I have way more blisters from racing 100 mile race in my shoes, my running shoes, than from boots for that event, because I was able to change my socks take care of my feet. Mm-hmm. And so I actually only got like 2 blisters.
Amazing.
So
yeah, I know.
I was, it,
your
it was,
feet
it was because I was
great.
Drying them every 13 miles, changing my socks, putting tape and the Vaseline, and it
mm-hmm.
worked pretty well. Then what we couldn't prevent was just how beat up the ball of my feet would get, because the boots are not running shoes, they don't have much cushion, and the course was entirely on road.
Which we don't really run on road.
Yeah,
we trained for it, but
we do more trails. But so 100 miles on the road in boots that don't have much cushion, then the both of my feet were really beat up.
Mm-hmm.
That was the hardest, and like the last 10 miles were like the longest 10 miles that I ever had, because I was moving so slow.
I mean, I was waiting.
Yeah. Pretty slow.
It was like, that was the real mental challenge at that point, because, you know, people were with me, so many people were with me, and it was great, but they were, you know, celebrating. Yeah, 10 miles to go,
no,
six miles to go. In my mind, it was like, I'm not going to celebrate with 10 miles to go because I'm moving so slow. It's going to take me 3 hours to do that. So, you know, to me, I really had to focus on, like, you know, I'm not celebrating, I'm staying in the present. This is so, every step was so painful. So it was really a mental, and I knew that challenge would be, you know, mostly mental. Your physical aspect could only bring you so far. At some point, you can't be ready to run 100 miles in full firefighter gear physically. I don't think there is a ready state for that. It's only like, it's gonna bring, you know, it brought me to mile 70. And at mile 70, then my you know, physical,
yeah, you really
my
hit
body
a
was
low
just
point
gone.
At mile 70.
The only thing I had left was my mind. And
and speaking on that, you made it so, his 50 mile split, like how the time it took him to go 50 miles was too fast.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of knew this is either going to be a really good world record or something's going to, he's going to blow up. And yeah, so
yeah,
it was good, but we probably should have had you slow down a little bit more, but who knows, you know,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You got to go for it. It's not our style to really take it too easy. So,
and are there more races? Are you both racing?
Yeah, we raced a lot last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like we averaged a race every month the whole year, and not small races, you know, 50K
yeah,
50, to 100 yeah. miles. So it was just, it really burnt us out. Because what happened is we got injured, like just little injuries, and then that just keeps you out. And we were always either tapering or recovering from or for a race. And so it just didn't leave us a lot of time to play and
mm-hmm.
have fun and go on runs with friends. And so this year is going to be just all about that.
Mm-hmm.
So we are not running with our GPS watches, and we're off Strava for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to take like, whoever, who knows, maybe a year even, just to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
We will race though, but
we
it will be.
We will still race, but it won't be like.
Not too serious.
We really want to focus back on like, yeah, training and the fun aspect of training.
Because that's why we run.
When you race too often, then it's a lot of, yeah.
It becomes a job, yeah.
Yeah.
I had some friends that we were just kind of going marathons and marathons and trying to chip them off in it. And like you say, it became a job that you're traveling to a race all the time.
Yeah.
And it's just, you're always.
Yeah, I mean,
it's much more fun to just go out.
Yeah, because it can be fun to be in that state, but then again, if you don't handle it in the right way and you allow competitiveness to come in, then you lose sight of why you're doing it in the first place. And for us, it's with ultra running, as I think you probably experienced, when you get off the road and you get into the trails with nature and maybe your dog and just a few friends, it just becomes so peaceful and so fun. And it's not even about running anymore, it's about exploring and just being. And we just feel so much more comfortable, like, just being out in that space. That when we come to here in Florida with all of the people and the concrete and cities, like, I don't feel at home. I
mm-hmm.
feel like I'm out of place here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I think we'll do some races this year, but try to stick mostly to trails.
And, you know, and just, you know, like, and another thing that attracted me was that, you know, you live in Idaho,
mm-hmm.
and you eat local,
yeah.
and your burritos are the same, you know, you like your burritos after your run, and your oatmeal, we were talking about having the, you know, the sweets a couple times a day with your oatmeal and fruit,
yep.
their ice creams, and it can be real simple, it doesn't have to be complicated.
And that's actually one of the I think one of the coolest things that we do with reaching how we inspire people is through our YouTube channel. Instagram and Facebook work, but the YouTube is just a really fun way for us to show what we maybe do in a day, kind of in a little vlog.
I love them.
Yeah, well, thank you, because, you know, and we try not to say anything like, oh, this is a vegan burrito. It's like, no, this is what we're eating, and all of the food is simple, and we just took all of the leftovers in the fridge and put them in a burrito, and that's a burrito, you know, and hopefully show people that it doesn't have to be so complicated.
Yeah, and it's not food that you can't find anywhere. It's like, it's food that you find everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well,
we travel all over the world and eat this way.
No, we don't have, like, in the town we live in is 7,000 people. We just have regular supermarkets. We do have, like,
there's not a vegan store.
Yeah, we don't have a vegan store. So, you know, we don't need that to be eating, you know, a healthy plant-based diet.
Nope.
So it's all food that you can find anywhere. It's just a matter of understanding how to put it all together so that it tastes amazing.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Well, I mean, it's been, I was so excited when you said, how about we just come over for the podcast, you know? I mean, that's even better. So, you know, thank you very much for joining our nutrition class today. And, you know, it's like show and tell. I get to bring, you know, the firefighting and ultra running heroes to work with me. And,
yeah.
It was a great example. I think everybody enjoyed it a whole lot.
But it was also a good example for us, so thank you. Because we really want to reach or do something like this for our community, but it's kind of just hard. It's very small, and
mm-hmm.
it's hard for us to kind of imagine what that would be like. So I think today was pretty fun for us, too, because maybe we get a taste of what it could be like. We're actually headed to France.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yep, we're going to go to France on Thursday for a month and then come back, so we'll be refreshed and ready to go when we get back.
Good luck, and you'll do some running there.
Yeah.
Now, did you grow up in a rural area in France or a city?
No, yeah, pretty rural, but France is so, you know, like,
populated.
It's so populated. So the town I grew up is like 12,000 people. But in the same time, the small towns are just so close together
mm-hmm.
that it's just people everywhere.
But you also feel like you're in a small town.
Mm-hmm. And what part of France?
It's Brittany, so it's on the west coast. Basically, there is a point going
into
in
the
ocean
Atlantic.
On the west coast, and that's Brittany. Just above Brittany is Normandy, where the
I was there.
Yeah, so
we're actually running a marathon in 2 weeks.
We are running a marathon, and I'm going to be running
less than
it
2 weeks.
In full firefighter
again.
Yeah.
Shoes, boots?
Yeah.
Boots, yeah.
But we're not even, I'm not even thinking about
it's,
it. We haven't done any specific training.
It's
we're just
for fun. It's just to, you know, reach out to people, and people are going to be wondering, you know, what are we doing? So then we can
we're all attached to you now. You got to keep posting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
we will.
Getting the message across and trying to inspire people, you know.
And maybe you'll stop running in fire gear after that. I'm hoping that Glenn will give this up.
Maybe you'll start selling a line of running gear that's like a fire outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, we're talking with...
that's what your shirt should be.
Yeah, yeah.
Your plant-powered shirt should be like a, you know, kind of look like fire gear,
yeah.
but only technical equipment.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
You heard it here first.
It's a great
check
idea.
Check online, it'll be out soon. Oh, good. Well, I wish you both the best of luck. And, you know, hopefully we'll run into each other on the trail someday.
Yeah,
that would be great. Maybe
we'll
race one day.
We are really happy that we got this opportunity to connect, and we definitely, you know, want to stay connected. So.
Yeah.
Good. All right.
So I hope you enjoyed that somewhat disjointed interview, but we had a great time with Katie and Gwen, and I believe they, you know, we got across how they did share their story. They're on a great journey to be plant positive and promote running and promote eating a healthy whole food plant-based diet, and I hope you support them. Again, check out their website, Plant Positive Running, their YouTube site, Plant Positive Running, and on Instagram, they do an update of their picture every day, so they're really fun to follow. I can't wait till they get their bed and breakfast open. Perhaps we'll do a running trip out there to Idaho to run the trails, because we're certainly hooked on running trails. If you have any questions, you can email me at jamie@drdelaney.com. That's jami@drdelaney.com, DocTorDulaney. Feel free to, and please do check out our website at drdelaney.com. And if you'd like to know more about our cooking classes, our nutrition classes, you know, you can check things out there on the website. We put our nutrition classes up on our members-only website so that people can see what we're doing and what's going on in class if they're remote. So you don't have to be in Florida to be part of our Plan Strong team. You can watch these videos from the comfort of your own home. Of course, the podcast goes up every week and updates you. So I'd love to have you be a part of the practice. You can check out the online membership opportunities if you'd like. You know, we're just having a great time getting rid of lifestyle diseases by working together. And it's so much better in a group when everybody can pitch in and enjoy each other. So thanks again to Katie and Gwen for stopping by. And we'll see you next week.